Hey, what's going on? So, a real quick podcast or kind of an update. Talk about a trade that I've been, I think I've run it now 4 times. But essentially, running a strangle option position with an upside kicker for the call. So, what does that mean, kind of in layman's terms? So what I've been running is buying or selling an out of the money put below Amazon stock price, selling an out of the money call, a call up above the Amazon stock price, and then buying a call that is slightly further out on the chain as well. All same expiration dates, but the general idea or the general process that I've been using is to buy or sell the position such that I can generate enough income. Premium, whatever you call it. Premium is what it's called, right? You're a premium seller when you're selling options. So to sell enough premium that I can then go out use that premium to purchase at least one share of Amazon stock. So currently, or I guess trade I put on yesterday, I don't have all my information in front of me right now. I'm actually driving. So I know I sold the 186, or I sold the $86 put. I believe I sold the $110 call and then bought the $115 call. So basically, the reason why I buy the upside call is to make that side of the trade a defined risk loss. If you sell a call option don't have the shares of stock, so you don't, it's not a covered call, it's just a naked call. If you're selling a naked call, theoretically, right, the price could run from, if we're talking about Amazon, and it's trading at $101 yesterday or right around $100, the price could run from 100 to 250, right? So you would be on the hook if you sell that call to, you would get $100 share for your $100 call option, but then the person's going to pay you $100 for it, but then you're going to be negative the extra $150 per share or $15,000, right? So there's unlimited upside. I mean, it is from a theoretical perspective, unlimited. I don't think that it's, realistically unlimited, but you do run the risk of having the trade go way against you and being out there naked and getting nailed with, a significant dollar amount, right? Because you're leveraged 100 to 1, because that call option represents 100 shares. So I like to buy that call $5 above. You could do the same right on the bottom, which ends up just making it an iron condor. But I'm usually more okay with the risk on the bottom, just because when you sell the put option, then you're going to get 100 shares of the stock assigned to you, which I'm okay with. I like, depending on the price of the stock, depending on the stock, I wouldn't run this system on a stock that I didn't want to own. So that's why I run it on Amazon. I run it on Apple. Just other large, mostly tech stocks, but I'm also doing the same thing in Bank of America and some other companies, large scale companies that have a history, that have, most of them have profitability, most of them have earnings. So, decent system to run in that scenario. So, like I said, yesterday I put that on for 86, 110, 115. I think I was able to generate $140 for that trade. So I immediately took that 140 and bought one share of Amazon at $100. So we'll continue to see how that plays out. That's a March expiration, so not this one coming up next week, February 17th, but March 17th. As we get closer to that date, we will either adjust the position as necessary, or if it looks like it's going to go out, expire worthless, we may close early just to make sure that we lock in the profit. So that is it for today. Like I said, shorter commentary about an options trade, but if you have any questions, feel free to send me an email, chrism@campfinancial.net, and I will see you next time.